Let's talk a little bit about the flow of life. If ever you meet somebody who is in the flow of life, you will meet somebody very delightful, and it's quite rare. Because what most of us are doing is behaving through the action of the will of the mind, because we want to be safe, secure, and have life predictable. And that is a basic principle in us, which we need to listen to. But if we make that our priority, it's very rare we're delightfully fulfilled. So the flow of life goes like this. Something comes into your life, and we're talking about in each moment. And if we respond to that, we're there, we're with that. What's the opening? What's the flow with this? So when I go to talk about things like this, I look at examples in my own life, times when I felt, oh, life is so wonderful. There's enough money, I've got friends, I've got a partner, and so on. And then in the flow of life, something comes along and says, and this is finished. And it's, oh, this is finished? Yeah, it's finished. And then I realize that if I go on doing what has absolutely worked for me up to this moment, it becomes effort. I'm protecting it. I start to contract. It's not fun anymore. Now, while I'm talking about this, I'm thinking about all the times in my life when life has flowed, and then suddenly it's come to a point that says, this is finished. Sometimes I can see a new step and I think, oh, good, I'll step into this. And sometimes it's let this go and there isn't anything. It's like that right now. The psychics tell me this is appropriate, but I don't know that. Here I am, not doing what I've usually done and not earning money and yet life is flowing. When I got this feeling, sensation, to start to share what I had experienced and the conclusions that I'd come up to now with people, when I started to go on the road, sometimes there were so few people in the workshop, it was me paying them $50 a head to come. My expenses, airfare, hotel and so on. There were so few people in the workshop, it didn't work. But when I looked at, is this working? Is this appropriate? It was yes. This is the thing to do. Share what you've come to in this moment. And there's a flow to it. It flows. And several times during that, things built up, the workshops got bigger, everything got, and it was all in the flow. And then suddenly, oh, this is over. The very thing that's brought me to this moment is no longer appropriate. So you could take a look at your life. Are you where you want to be? Are you with who you want to be with? Are you doing what you want to do? Take a look. Is this still appropriate for you? It may have been appropriate. It's brought you to this point. Now what? And this now what is in each moment. I'm not talking about only huge life changes, moving and different things to do. I'm talking about in each moment, is this still appropriate for you to be here alone or with this person or in this conversation? In each moment, keep tuning in. Is this the maximum potential? Or am I compromising? And if I'm compromising, am I contracting to do it? And that's a key, really. Keep taking a look at yourself. Tune in, physically even. Am I contracted or am I expanded? If you're feeling expanded, which incidentally brings the feeling of gratefulness, you're in the flow. If, the other hand, you're feeling contracted, pulled back, there's a complaint somewhere, you're out of the flow and it's not going to work for you. You're not going to feel fulfilled. You're not going to feel delightful. In each moment, keep checking. Contracted, complaint, expanded, gratefulness, and allow yourself to, I know it's a cliche, go with the flow. Sabine has just suggested I do an add-on to that. It goes like this. If you take a look in your life, there's usually a want. I want. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I want. But usually the want comes from the past. And again, underneath it is I want what I want. And I want to be safe, secure, and predictable. I want what I want. And because it comes from the mind and the past, we're not really seeing what we need in this moment. We're looking from the past and projecting it into the future. And there isn't a future in that way. If you tune in more to the moment and need, things will expand for you. As I say, this brain of ours, this mind of ours, wants, I want. And once I've got it, then I'll be happy. But if you keep looking, you get what you want and it still doesn't bring that fulfillment. So have a look at your wants. Usually what comes to you is what you need. So it's coming back to again, be with what comes to you. Even if it looks hopeless, what is there in this moment for me? What is it helping me to see, to realize, to be with in every moment? Acknowledge your wants. Just flash in again that saying I say so often. The great way is not difficult. What's the great way? I call it fulfillment. The great way is not difficult for those that have no preferences. Now, I haven't reached preferences, but I feel as though I've reached recognizing the difference between wants and preferences. Preferences, I would really like that to happen. And I'm grateful for what is. Want is, I'm not going to be satisfied until I get what I want. And that's from the past. And it didn't work then, and it's not going to work now. Be with what is in each moment. That's the bird agreeing.